Okay, so let's do a little grounding here. So when we drop down into the root chakra, down into the base of our torso, we're coming home. We're coming home to our base, our foundation. And it's different every time. And some days it's fuller, some days it's not as full. But the practice of doing it every day, several times a day, helps bring that into your reality. And so, in that root chakra is the feminine goddess. That is where the goddess Kundalini resides. That is where the perfection of wisdom, where our divinity resides. It doesn't reside in the crown chakra, it resides in the root chakra. And that root chakra is what connects us to Mother Earth and connects us to the greater, a greater womb, a greater foundation. And that expands out into the cosmos and on and on and on until you feel an experience that is beyond. So just allow yourself to settle as best as you can. And just a sense of your seat on your seat cushion. It's somatic and embodied. And note how you feel, how your breath changes, how your emotions change, how it may feel like you never want to do anything in this world ever again. And that's what's scary. Because when you do settle into these deeper states, you don't want to participate in the way you've always participated, but that doesn't mean there aren't new ways of participating that emerge. Now, see, as the whole group begins to settle in this way, the sacred circle starts to come alive. And it's in that process right now. And you might feel some vibration or sensing in your legs and your feet now, and a sense of expansion in the root center or being more seated. Like I think it's Gary Zukav who had that book, Seated in the Soul, SEATED. And this is where the connection where our Kundalini resonates with the Kundalini, and that's goddess to goddess of Mother Earth, and it resonates with the cosmic goddess, and it's all resonance. It's vibrating, coming alive. And it really is important to have your legs participate in this. Now, is this root chakra and the energy, the living energies start to replenish us? Those living energies start to reweave and heal the breaks and holes in the sphere that's meant to hold us. So, in many of the images that I create, there's that sphere. And if you look at the images, any religious images, there's always spheres. And so, as these energies from the earth resonate with the energies in our root chakra and then with our body, there's a repair and a healing that starts to happen that starts to repair those wounds and repair the illnesses and diseases and starts to form this whole sphere around us of energy that's made up of the chakras and the meridians and the membrane of the ether that holds us. And this is when all the repetitive responses and reactions start to dissolve. And we start to have fresh responses to life. We drop the same old, and something new can come through. But it's because we're being repaired and we're being made whole again. It with this sphere, this living membrane that pulses like a heart that holds us. And we have the sphere of the circle that forms as each person's personal sphere starts to activate and come alive again. And so, if you picture the image of the flower of life that's made up of all those intersecting spheres with the vesica Pisces in between every intersection of a sphere, that vesica Pisces, that little almond shape, is a gateway where the energies meet in an aliveness and open up gateways to high. To more expanded consciousness. But our circle, with each person forming their sphere by grounding and making it whole again, we become that flower of life. There we go. Once that flower of life and the circle starts to come into its fullness, then that axis forms. It becomes visible. And that toroidal field starts digesting. It's spinning, it's active, it's alive. And the axis of your being starts to become revealed, and the axis of the circle, and we're in a dynamic flow of recycling, taking the heavy energies and recycling them into the light, the fuel for the light. It's a very alchemical. And you have to allow yourself, allow the mind to relax And release. And that's not easy to do in our culture. And so when the mind gets too engaged, you go back down to the root, to the base of your torso, shifting out of that activity into a more somatic experience. Because the body itself is perfection. What an incredible synergistic system it is. And so there's a harmony in the body, no matter what's wrong with us. The structure of the body is incredibly harmonious. And so we are processing the heavy energies now. And we get help with this. This is when we can realize that we're not doing this by our own will and individually. That's when we can experience the greater luminous beings that join with us. But we have to do our part in meeting them, in recognizing them, in doing what we can to prepare to be in a state where we can meet them. And as this energy flows, our bodies can start to feel better. We have more vital energy in us, which brings the physical structures into more flow, brings the emotions into digestible forms, illuminates the thoughts so that they start to dissolve. And some of you can start to feel the energy flowing through you, like my hands and feet are very energetic right now. My crown is very energetic, heart. Everything becomes pure flow. And you have to watch out what you're projecting onto this flow. Note any kind of old programming that you project onto the flow and then release it. You might notice that the second chakra is starting to relax. It's releasing some more heavy energy. Might be able to sense how luminous your interior state is becoming. How settled in your being you are right now, without trying to know anything. Being settled is good. So that's the beginning of shifting into this experience of being held. So let's this week two things. Notice, like Ananda said, how very aware she is of how self-responsible she feels. And note that in yourself, how piercingly hard and scathing it is within you. It's like taking a sword and just ripping us apart. That's what it's doing all the time. People would call it fright, flight, and the nervous system activation. But on an energetic level, it's even more violent. And let's identify kindly, lovingly when we collapse. And see if that helps you by identifying it, helps you resurrect from that collapse. Maybe it makes it a little easier to come back to center, to groundedness. Not in a judgmental way. Darn, I collapsed again. No, not like that. More like God, someone hit me from behind the knees and my knees buckled. And I need to regain my center, my strength. Okay, so let's look at that this week and see what unfolds from that. Any comments? As we close here,
Sarah,
yeah.
hey, for my practice this week, I'm finding that this energy that we just sat in makes me so nauseous. I'm checking my feet and my tailbone, but is there anything else I should be checking so that it's more palpable for more digestible for my body?
I've had other people had that response. So before going down to your root chakra, I'd spend a little more time by the navel area. And somatically feeling that area soften and release, allowing the breathing to get deeper and more gently coming into the lower part of your body. It's like decompression, when someone's coming up from scuba diving or something, you have to stop at certain stages and allow your being to adjust. Okay, so I would go there and let yourself adjust at that level. And there just may be some old stuff that wants to release there. And just go very gently with yourself. Don't push it. Just see if you can relax into it and just hope, let your breath becomes easier. And if you have to move around, go ahead and walk around and move your body. And see what your being wants to do instead of sitting there and being nauseous. Okay, let go, be a little more flexible and gentle with moving into it.
Thank you.
I hope that's helpful.
It is.
Okay. Okay, anyone else? Okay. So it's not really the end of one class. We're just like sliding right into the next one. So, and take a look at those journals and see if they're helpful. And we'll go from there. Okay. Much love and many blessings.